Well, perhaps you might tell me first about what you had done just before you had your connection with the federal art projects. I know you said in print that the period of 1928 to 38 was the most influential period of your formative years as a painter.
Yeah. Well, but it didn't have to do with the art projects.
No, no.
And I was never connected directly with the art projects. I
realize that.
I had a job all during that period, and a part-time job in the museum, which provided a living, and I did have connection with it indirectly in that I knew practically all the artists from this area who were on the project, and things that were happening with it, but I had no direct connection with the project. And
Who were the artists that you knew particularly?
Well, later Mark Tobey went on the project, but the earlier project there was Morris Graves and Bill Cummings and Guy Anderson, and along in there is Carl and Hilda Morris. They came out from Chicago first to the Spokane project, but then they later on came over here to Seattle, and Jacob Alshin and Ernest Gnarling, and oh, there's so many now I can't think of all of them. Mm-hmm. And then later Mark Tobey is on it, and anyway, that's some
yes.
of them.
Weren't you one of the judges who helped pick out people to work on the project at one time?
No, I never had any connection with the art project. What I was, I did do some murals.
Yes.
And one mural in particular, I was given a commission to do a mural for the Marine Hospital, and I was asked to take as many people as I wanted as assistants from the WPA role.
Yes, that's what I had.
That was before the art project.
Oh,
this was this was out of the WPA, and they had artists signed up under the WPA. Mm-hmm. There was no art project was in effect, I believe, at the time.
See.
And so I took Julius Tui, a Ute Indian artist here, and then Hobie Rich, a second man. They're both on the WPA project. And so mm-hmm. I took them as assistants in doing the Marine Hospital mural. Mm.
Could you tell me a little bit about the Marine Hospital mural?
Well, I couldn't use them directly in painting on it, but I had them doing work related to it, and I used the theme of the merchant shipping. I had been to sea for a time earlier, mm-hmm. and on merchant ships mostly, and few passenger ships, but and so that I used that as the theme of the mural, and it was anyway, that was it. And it was around the foyer, the lobby. I don't know why they call it the lobby, the foyer of the hospital, around the walls. But it's no longer there. They removed it.
That's the one that's been taken down and has had a mysterious history. You don't know where it is now, do you?
No, except that someone told me that it's that the Weiss Estate Museum has it rolled up in their basement. But whether they do or not, I don't know.
At the moment, they think it's somewhere else on the campus, and no one at the university knows quite where it is. I'm trying to track it down.
Well, I think it's the other museum, the industrial
Museum of
History and Industry.
History and Industry, I see.
Yes, I understand that they have it.
Oh.
Someone told me that, and whether it's true or not, I don't know, because I intended to ask someone, you know, them or something, but I haven't thought of it until now, but it's possible they have it.
Had you painted any murals before you did this one?
Well, I did. Yes, I did one for myself, and that was a big one. It was 12 feet high and about 75 feet long, and I did that just because I wanted to do a mural. I mean,
yeah.
And
what was the subject of it?
It was logging, and. And that mural is exhibited around, and then when my studio burned up in the mountains, it was up there, and it burned up with the place.
Mm. After you had this commission to do the mural, for which you hired the two assistants, did you do any more murals?